We are Simin Tov Chof, which is on page Reish Pei Gimel, which comes after page 564. So if you turn to 564 and then turn one more page, you'll come to Reish Pei Gimel. We are up to Si'if Beis. Okay, Si'if Beis, Tzidik HaDin. Tzidik HaDin is just a few psukim. Hatsur is Hashem Nasan Hashem Lakach Yishem Hashem Levarach Hatsur Tam Polo. So the question is this said by on a funeral when the funeral takes place on Rosh Chodesh Chobeis? Oyimim Tzidik HaDin V'Kaddish. So the Mechaber says that it is said Tzidik HaDin V'Kaddish. Those few psukim that are said at a levaya by the relatives. It is said, and Kaddish is also said. Kaddish, the special Kaddish. Let's see right away the Mishnah Berurah. There's nothing wrong with saying it according to the Mechaber, because it's not hespedin. The only thing that is forbidden to do on Rosh Chodesh is to do things which are sad, which brings sadness. It's a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cause yourself sadness. So sadness is when there are hespedim. Hespedim, the purpose of hespedim is to cause the people to cry. Like we learned over here, metapchos, different things that are done to bring out feelings of mourning. But to recite Kaddish and to recite Tzidik HaDin, that is not sad. That is just a reality check. Tzidik HaDin is just a recognition of what has happened. And Kaddish is just a way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that can be said on Rosh Chodesh. Let's go to the Haggah. The Einai Hagim Kain. He disagrees. He says that we don't say Tzidik HaDin. Ramah says we don't say it. The Ein B'Yardeya, Sivin Tov Alef Sivav, the Haggah, V'chein B'chol Yom, Shein Oim B'chem Tachanun. You don't say Tzidik HaDin. V'chein B'Yarev Shabbos Achachat Tzois. Yesham Sam Se She'im Koyrim Meis Balai. If you mace bird at night, you don't sing at night on Rosh Chodesh. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah that you don't say either Kaddish or Tzidik HaDin. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah right away. Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. Vein Hagim Kain. Shemar Gula Hespin. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why the Ramah says you don't do this is because it leads the slippery slope. Once you, even though technically there's nothing wrong with saying Tzidik HaDin, because it's nothing more than an acknowledgement, it's not a hesped, but it opens up the door. Once Atzur, Tom Polo, and Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, it's a slippery slope, it opens up the door, a person's mind, to ready to start saying hespedim, and then that is certainly awesome. Shemargil hesped, v'kotzer achorinim shafilu l'chach, b'fanav einayim b'rash chodesh shalom Tzidik HaDin, shuhu techina, el darshim olav imhu bar hachi. So he says a chiddush that what about a chacham b'fanav? If the halacha is, if you have a talmud chacham, the halacha is you're allowed to give hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. So once you give hespedim, are you also allowed for the talmud chacham to say tzidduk hadin? So the answer is no, because tzidduk hadin is a different category. It's called a techina. So techina means a prayer. So prayers are usr. Chazal have prohibited prayers, so that's usr. Darshaning, it doesn't say hespedim. Look what it says. It says here in the Mishnah Berurah a very, very interesting expression. It says eladarshim olav imhu bar hachi, if he is worthy. Now, what does that mean? Let's see over here. The shar hatsiyun on the bottom. Okay, on the very bottom, the little letters aleph. So he wonders if this really is permitted. So you're not allowed to deliver hespedim. There's a difference between hespedim and dorshim. What's the difference? I don't know. Today, all I can tell you is.
The word is nevertheless, maybe.
Today,
Rosh Chodesh.
My father told me this. All you do is today is the only thing Rosh Chodesh on a regular day is on a regular day. There's no apology. there's a spadim. On Rosh Chodesh, you apologize. Mm-hmm. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and you're not allowed to give a spadim. Nevertheless, but in spite of, but we're allowed. But al pi haskamas hagedolim, we're allowed to say a few things. We'll keep it short, and you go on to give a hesed for 45 minutes.
I had a Leviathan last week on Shabbos, and there was no tzedek din. But at the kfura, they said the regular kind.
Right, of we're going to have that here. You don't say right. It says that here. We're going to come to that over here in the Mishnah Berurah here in a moment. Okay, but technically speaking, it is forbidden. The only thing that can be done is it says darshan, to expound. Expounding does not mean has spaded, but the Chayadim says, what's the difference? Once you start expounding, that's what it says. Mefakvek in b'soich hadrasha ma'oyer akinim v'hesped machmash ein lanu ke'es talmid chacham l'nin hazeh ayin sham. He holds that as man hazeh, there's no one in the category of a talmid chacham, a talmid chazal, that are in the category of a person that were permitted to do this. Let's go further. All these are very vague. Let's go further. Da'avka al rosh chodesh al b'sho yom sheinu mim t'mahem tachnen d'medina in hesped osa b'chen ein l'hachem b'zeh. So that's a very big leniency. That if it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's just a day where you don't say Tachnun, then technically there's nothing really wrong. The rules are much more relaxed. So for example, let's say it's Ishru Chag. Ishru Chag is much more lenient than Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a real Yom Tov. Ishru Chag is just a day you don't say Tachnun. Let's say it's Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan are just days you don't say Tachnun, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. So the rules of Rosh Chodesh are more rigid. Chanukah, same thing. Chanukah is not on the level of Rosh Chodesh. So the days that you don't say Tachnun, that's a very... Where are you going to draw the line? A practice thing won't make a difference. It's going to be, but if there is some level of difference, that he does say. Let's see the dirshu. Okay, there's some very interesting dirshu here.
Dirshu number 3 touches upon what we said.
Okay.
The
tzedakah
din is what?
Tzedakah din psukim. There is a collection of psukim that are said at the time of the funeral, either before the burial, after the burial, at some point in time during the funeral. By the kfura you say a collection of psukim. Okay, let's see what it says over here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, number 2 and 3. Okay, we're up to number 2. I don't think we did. We did this last time. So let's run through very quickly. Okay, these are some four. Let's run through very quickly. Number one. No, we did the first part of number one. We did that last time. That's what we finished with. The first paragraph about having an asifa, an atzeres, on Rosh Chodesh, which is aser, but you're allowed to listen to tapes. Okay, I'm on the right side, on the second paragraph. What about going to the cemetery in Rosh Chodesh on the day of the yard site? The meaning, of course, is to go to the Beis HaKvaros on the yard site. It makes no difference if the yard site is Rosh Chodesh. There's nothing wrong going to the Beis HaKvaros on Rosh Chodesh for the yard site. The Sefer Kolba says, you don't go if there's no reason to go. Aval im hatfilah shuragilim loymar sham mutter loymar gam rosh chodesh. But the tefillahs that you normally are accustomed to sing on the yard side, that can be done and said on even on Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Goyin of Shlomo Zalman Arbach says the same thing, that you're shemutter, that you're allowed to go to the Beis HaKvaros on the yard side. There's nothing wrong. For hoytsev shemash shakasul b'shem arizal shein hanefashos sheichnos b'kvei rosh chodesh. But according to the Sifrei Kabbalah, the meisim are not there. So who are you going to? Who are you going to visit? You're going to the cemetery to visit someone. But they're not there. The neshamos are not there on Rosh Chodesh, so why are you going? Tochay sham al pi yichudim. That's only for whatever this means. That only Kabbalistic things. But the yard side, going there, there is an inyan and there's nothing wrong going yard side on Rosh Chodesh. Meiduch, however, not everyone agrees. Das hagoyin of Yisrael Yaakov Kamenetsky she'ein tam b'halicha lebeis hakvaros Rosh Chodesh mishum shein kol atoelus b'nefil zul kevin Rosh Chodesh kam achilik shel nefesh shekoshul edayin leguf le'nimsu bekever. So there is another opinion. There is always more than one opinion. If there is need to go on Rosh Chodesh to Beis Hakvaros, v'hoisev shepam shalchu hari b'chol hamoy lebeis hakvaros l'spal v'loy l'shtalkeach al pi yichudim. That means Kabbalistic things to say. V'sevik saf sefer kasu shav b'chol yoy ha'achron kishahoy yochol mesukan biken shielchu b'shabbos l'spal avuray b'kivay avosaf. So he says a fascinating thing that his father, the Chassam Sof, when he was very ill, he told people to go to the Beis HaKavaros on Shabbos to Mevakesh Rachim. So you see here, these things are here are not so clear cut. Basically, there's a difference of opinion if it's Kedai to go on Rosh Chodesh for a yard side to the Beis HaKavaros. Fine, everyone does whatever their minig is. What about Hakamas Matseva? I just went to Hakamas Matseva. Hakamas Matseva Rosh Chodesh. So generally speaking, I went with the Chavos Matzeva. I had to participate, so I learned the halachas. So I discovered that there's no such thing as in halacha as Hakamas Matzeva. It appears that it came that unveiling it came from a. It's not a Jewish minig.
Okay. Concepts we mix up. Hakamas Matzeva is one thing,
yeah.
And unveiling is a really a Goyish thing. The concept of unveiling the stone.
That's Hakamas Matzeva. What are you doing about Hakamas Matzeva?
Matzeva is basically erecting a matzeva.
Yeah, right. Of course, it goes without
the baby. You know, the unveiling. Of
right. But it goes without saying that there is an inyan. There is an inyan to erect a matzeva. It comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu vayokom Yaakov matzeva al kivuras. He, I've got the exact words. He kivuras Rachel ad hayom hazeh. Pasuk says ad hayom hazeh. Whatever it says. But Yaakov Avinu erected a matzeva on the kever of Rachel Imenu.
He didn't have an unveiling.
Exactly. So there's no question must be done. The question is there a ceremony that is done to mark that the matzeva has been erected? So it's minog Yisrael, it's acknowledged by all the G'dayla Yisrael that it is definitely a minhog, it is a custom, a lightweight minhog. When we discuss our minhog section, you always know there are different categories of minhogim. There are minhogim which are so powerful, you even make a bracha. Where did it say in the Torah to say halal Rosh Chodesh? Nowhere. It's a minhag. A minhag you make a bracha. Then there are minhagim which are sacred, which you don't make brachas. But if you, it's a chayk v'loyava. All different categories. This custom of erecting a matzeva is on the lowest level of minhag. It's a minhag. It's a custom. It's done. It's brought down. And the fact that even G'dayla Yisrael participated in the ceremony to mark that the matzeva has been erected, but there really is no source for this ceremony where everyone comes together and we mark the fact that the matzeva has been put in place.
Where did that first appear?
I don't know where. I do not know.
The Dolan participated. Someone had to break the ice on.
At least goes back at least 400 years. At least 400 years. Before that, maybe it didn't exist. Now, so they want to say that is just an extension of what the Goyim do. The Goyim have an unveiling. They do make a ceremony out of this. Or at least they did today. I don't know what goes on today. But Goyim in the olden days would make a formal where everyone would come together. I'm imagining they would cover it, right? That's what's called unveiling, a shmata. And they take off the shmata. Did you ever go to a Jewish unveiling where they did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And
have
the
yes. Wow, I never heard about that.
Yes.
They actually had it covered.
A white sheet, like a sheet.
Right, a sheet.
And then they took it off.
Yeah.
I never heard that. I thought it was just everyone comes together and you say to Tehillim, you say the name of the person, Avraham ben Yitzchak Neshama, right? You say the Psukim, and then you say, there's a whole thing say, and then you say Kel Mali, and they say Kaddish, and then here's the key point. What is the Minhag? This goes touches the very on Minhag, is to deliver Hespedin. That is part of the ceremony. If you don't deliver a Hesped, you have not fulfilled the Minhag. No, I'm serious. And therefore, either before, either, it doesn't make a difference. Before, after, generally do it after something. Before, the one that I went to, we did it before. They had it set to Hillam, Hespedin, and then a Kelmala, then a Kaddish, then a Kelmala. It doesn't make a difference. There is no Hespedin. Ad Kedei Kach, that if it's Rosh Chodesh, or it's a day that you don't say Tachlin, so it's not proper to deliver Hespedin, you don't schedule the ceremony for that day, because you can't do the most important part of the custom. So if Sunday, veil's always been on Sunday, because that's when people will be able to come, so Sunday is a Rosh Chodesh, that's it. There are no veilings in the old cemetery. In a Jewish cemetery, that's it. Out. What? Yeah. What?
What a bet you'll find.
It's not proper.
Okay, that's a separate thing.
It's not proper.
I thought Rosh Chodesh is the day that you can. I mean, like during the Yom, Rosh Chodesh is the day you can take a heifer. Rosh Chodesh is the day you can make a wedding. I don't understand what
Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, then you can take a wedding. You can make a wedding, yeah. But it's not necessary that you can take a haircut. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. It's a day of celebration. On Shabbos, you can't take a haircut because it's Shabbos. So I mean, that's a Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Only if you follow those enactments of Yehuda HaChassid do you not take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh.
Why can you make a wedding on Rosh Chodesh?
You can make a wedding on Rosh Chodesh. Certainly,
why?
It's ideal to make them because it's a good mazel. The new month it's a good mazel to get married when the. On Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, it's considered the prime time. Do they charge more in the wedding halls for Rosh Chodesh?
No, they don't charge more.
What?
Well, you don't have to fast.
I'm sure they can charge more. They can say Rosh Chodesh. I can see it happening. We'll charge you another. What? Many years ago? What?
Many years ago.
But the point is this idea of having a ceremony to mark the unveiling of the Hakamas Matseva appears not to come from Jewish sources. It is, we copy what the Goyim have done. They make a ceremony, we make a ceremony. However, it has stuck. It has stuck to the point where it is accepted and it is sacred. It's called a minhag, but a very low level minhag. Ad kedei kach, to the point where there actually is a whole state of what you should do. Including, you should say the person's name, Mizmor Kufiyot Test, the name of the person, the name Ben, his father, and then the word Neshama. That's all part of, that's really something you do when you go to a cemetery, whenever you go to a cemetery. And you say a selection of Mizmor, and you say a Kaddish Yosem, not only Kaddish Yosem, and you say the Kelmole. And then the most important thing of this minhag is Hespedin. The male, if you can't give Hespedin because today is Rosh Chodesh, don't do it. So do it next Sunday or do it the Sunday before. That's what you take out of it. That's a very important thing, the halacha. One more time to read those words. This is a very important. People don't know this. Ulahakim matzev Rosh Chodesh donayim lachas Rosh Chodesh donayakvaros. Don't make this ceremony. And that's the ikar. That's the ikar thing you do by Hakamas Matseva. A funeral, you have no choice. Right? You have no choice. There has to be a funeral on Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to wait. But Hakamas Matseva, it doesn't have to be on the yard site. Okay, it's a nice, they do it on the yard site, they do it on the Shloshim, so they do it very quick. Shloshim. Not everywhere. Right. Even do by the Shiva. Some even do that by the end of the Shiva, they do it. But in America, they have been hugging. Whatever the case is, it doesn't have to be bo bayom. Whatever you do, you do it. If you don't, you don't have to do it. Not everyone does, you should know. Not everyone is some Akhmed that becomes Matseva.
No,
Matseva, that's it. That's it. If you can't get people to go, whatever. So you don't know, the world goes on.
Mm-hmm.
The world goes on, it's not so important. But that's the important. Let's go to number three, number two. El Adarshan Allah Hu Bar Hachi. Now what does it mean over here when it says in the What it says in the Mishnah that, that if it's a Talmud Chacham, you dorish. You say a drasha, and then you say kasha. And so it was very interesting that someone said the reason with the kaddish. What kaddish do you say? You say a kaddish yosem to Rosh Chodesh. So in Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to say the kaddish, the special kaddish. You say for the Ovel, right? The long kaddish that you say for Beis HaKvaris. You say by a Siyam Masechta. So you don't say that. So what do you say? So you say a regular kaddish yosem. Yehei Shlomo Rabba and Oseh Shalom after you say. Some say no, that's why you make the drasha. You make the drasha so you should say a kaddish derabbanan. Ali Yisrael v'yal Rabbanu v'yal Talmidei v'yal Kol Talmidei Sam because of the drasha. So that's the reason why you make the drasha, so you should say the longer Kaddish Derabban. That's not the minhag. The minhag Olam is you say just a regular Kaddish Yosem even though you have long Hespedim Shosh Chodesh. So you're not allowed to give Hespedim, so you don't give, you give drashas. You give drashas. And you say over what?
Today the burying somebody,
it's a hemshach. It's all a continuation.
It's all considered together?
Possibly, yeah.
Even though you're making it two separate.
Yeah, ways. Could be. It's all the same people are going there. Could be, yeah. Especially, what do you do by the... This I saw because I learned the halakha from Kamas Atseva. What do you do by Kamas Atseva? Which kaddish do you say? So in the Sidurim, in the RCA Madrich, and all the, it says, you say kaddish yosem. But no, they look in the Pesach and they say that since you're delivering has spadim, that's the whole purpose of the Hakamas Matzeva. You should say a Kaddish Derabbanan. Not a regular Kaddish Yosef. It's more Choshev. Kaddish Derabbanan is more Choshev than saying a Kaddish. You're saying a lot more. You're saying about the Rabbanan. It's a beautiful brachas. And in honor of the mace, his chus. So why only say a Kaddish Yosef or say a Kaddish Derabbanan? So, so here we... Yeah. The minhag olam is you say the kaddish yosem, but if you're saying a drasha chacham befanav and you say a drasha, technically you can upgrade to a kaddish derabbanan.
But not the kaddish. There's a special. You don't say the special.
No, not on Rosh Chodesh. That you don't do. That says the Mishnah that you don't do because that's margil hespit. Let's see over here. Haminig b'zekosh gesher chayim shemaspidim talmichal befana b'roish chayim. So here he goes on. The gesher chayim says, he says not like the Mishnah Berurah. He uses that heavy duty word, that word that's not allowed to be used. Shemaspidim. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's a talmud chacham, what do? You say a drasha. You say a drasha. You don't talk about him. You talk about Yiddishkeit. Talk about, you give a drasha. Yeah, you know the story. The new rabbi comes. You told me the rabbi comes to the community and they tell the rabbi, "Rabbi, I'm going to talk about stock." No. Don't talk about giving stock. I'm going to talk about davening. No. Don't talk about davening. Talk about kashrus. No, not here. Don't talk about kashrus here. I'm going to talk about the internet. Oh, don't talk about the internet. Not in this community. We fire on the spot. So what should I talk about? Yiddishkeit. So the same thing over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, person died. Big Talmud Chacham. Tragedy. Great loss. Don't talk about him. Don't talk about him. Talk about Yiddishkeit. Drashim. Darshim. Darshim does not mean... What?
A lot of big boys don't want... They don't want Hespeid.
You know, when
they say no, don't make it.
Not everyone. Some can't wait.
What is it? Can't wait.
Come Acharon.
You know, when you say Darshan,
yeah.
You know, I think there used to be this can't participate in the learning, so it's insulting to the mess.
No, when you're doing it, okay, yes, you're asking a question, that it's Loig L'Rosh. So the answer is that when you're learning it in his Sukhos, it's not Loig L'Rosh. In fact, by Hakamas Matseva, the proper thing to do is to learn a Mishnah in front of the mace in his honor. The Loyeg L'Rosh, mocking the dead, mocking the poor, wearing tzitzis, is only when you're doing it for yourself. Look at that, I wear a tzitzis, and you don't. Ha ha. That's Loyeg L'Rosh.
But when you're learning
it for your zuchus, Mishnah is neshama. I'm learning the Mishnah in order to elevate your neshama. that is proper. And in fact, by Hakamas Matzeva, the proper thing to do, people don't do this. The proper thing to do is someone there on the spot should learn a Mishnah, Le'ilui Nishmas, the mace, the neshama, on the spot, right in front of the mace. That's the best thing to do. That's the most ideal thing to do. That's what's brought down. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Darshan. Okay, I want to point out all these halachos. You see, we're so familiar, because today, the way it is everyone is a Talmud Chacham today, and there's always a reason why it has to be done. There's always there a lot of heterim. Al pi halacha, I'm not chashoning with sanis. Al pi halacha, today, everything is there. I'll tell you, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ela Darshan Alavim Hu Bar Hachi. Over here, he brings out from the Geshe Rechayim. The Geshe Chaim is one of the authority on one of the swam that is the authority on Hilchos Avelus, and he says, "V'haminig b'zeh kasha Geshe Chaim shemaspidim." Not like the Mishnah Berurah, doyresh. You deliver a eulogy, the real deal, the real deal. If it's a Talmud Chacham, people cry. Not Darasha. What about Eishes Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, before Neha, bedvarim kitzarim, makilim b'Rosh Chodesh, mishum sheyesh lo din Talmud Chacham, because the wife, Eishes Chaver, kechaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham has the same status as her husband, and therefore you're allowed to do next number 3 minutes with Zekas v'Geshe Chaim. Yes.
She gets the same.
Yes, same honor. The same rules apply. Eishes chaver kechaver, and the hespedim are permitted. V'aminig b'zeh kas v'geshur achayim shebiyam shayim b'tzidik hadin oim l'achem mikan kadesh hagadol. The two go together. Days when the tzidik hadin is recited, when those collection of psukim are recited, then they say the kadesh hagadol. That's the kadesh that's said by a siyum and by a beis hakvaris. T'hayim shemosim bo'od hu osil l'schadito u'liachaya meisaya. The expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will renew the world and will bring the life, will do Tchiyas HaMeisim. Ukhein al nusach shakas vatu bi yodei simin shnayim vav. Aval biyam shein oimim tzidik hadin, oimim b'mokam zem nichtam l'david. You say the mizmar nichtam l'david. Okay, next, number 4. Mishmur is going to Shitas. Mishmur is telling us that Mishmur said there are no Talmidecham. Mimela, you don't make a spadin. You do Darshan. You make a Drasha. And he says, we don't have a Ba'at Talmidecham is Manazeh. The Chain Yilinisa has been Bukhalamoid. Because Mishabura, Vibir Allah Hasham, Shaasu Lahasfil, I feel Talmid Chacham, Shem Shem Lam Talmidecham Linzeh, Vahitsef, Vibir Allah, Shabbais, Shab Erev Shabbos, Erev Yamdif. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Acharei Chatzos ein lahachmir bezeh umutur lahaspid b'hem talmidei chachamim. That Erev Shabbos after an Erev Yom Tov, even after Chatzos, it's mutter to be maspid talmidei chacham. No restrictions. V'yav shloishim kol mechag. What about if it's 3 days before Pesach? Kosev l'kamon shein lahas talmidei chacham.
Shein lahas. Normally on Friday afternoon, if you do it.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
Correct, but only for Talmid Chacham you can give Hespedim. After Chatzos and Friday, you don't say Tzidik Hadin, and you don't say Kaddish HaGadol. No, because of Shabbos, because of Kedusha Shabbos. So after Chatzos, if the Levi extends, after Chatzos, there are no Hespedim, and there is no Tzidik Hadin, and there is no Kaddish HaGadol. The only exception being a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, you can be Mekel. Talmud Chacham, there's no restriction whatsoever. You can be Mekel after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. No. Even a Talmud Chacham you don't make. Even a Reitam you do not make a Kaddish HaGadol and there's no Tzidik HaDin.
Kaddish
Yosem. Yes, that's every, always Kaddish Yosem. It's with Nichtam L'David. Yes, always Kaddish Yosem. Will be Av Shloishim Ayyam Karim L'Chag. What about 3 days before the Chag? Kossim L'Kamon. Shein L'Hasbit Talmud Yicham L'Hoysim Shalosh. Sheh Ha'oilas Shmuel Ma'ate L'Hasbit Adam Gadol Im Lo Hoys Evsheres Tahasbit Kedim L'Chayin. Uvir V'Shar Tzion Sham Shatam Shoysim Kehu Kevon Shebizmanenu Ein Din Talmud Chacham. What about before Pesach? Okay, it's Chodesh Nisan, or even 30 days before the Chag, even 30 days before Shavuos, 30 days before Yom Tov, you're not supposed to deliver Hespedim. But however, we see that's not the case. We see everyone is very makel with this. I So as you get the flavor you get out of this is that it's extremely, extremely confusing. Extremely confusing, and there are who is a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Talmud Chacham, are you Darish, you Maspit, and then he's not getting into other issues. The other issues are is that there are two reasons why Hespedim are delivered. Yikar de Chaye, Yikar de Mesei. To give honor to the living and to give honor to the dead. You give honor to the dead, of course, but you also have to be mechazek the avelim. By giving honor to the niftar, you're giving honor to the mishpacha, to the family, to the avelim. That's a very important thing. It's a very important thing to give honor to the living. The Gemara says, is a hesped mikar de chaye, de kar de meisei. It's both. So you always hear this said that a regular hesped, you should focus more on the nifter. Yukara, when you're not allowed to give hespedim, the focus should be on look at the children that this person produced. Look at his accomplishments. You give kavod to the family. You mechazek the family, and indirectly, mainly, you're being mechazek them. You're being masbid the nifter. Every nifter, it's really both. What is the cover you give to the nifter? Look at his accomplishments. What are his accomplishments? His children, his family, what he did for, what he accomplished, the things that he did. So you're always giving honor to the living. Just focus more on that, and indirectly, automatically, honor will be ascribed to the nifter. And then, of course, just special circumstances when it's a very great tragedy, and there's a lot of pain and then that's always an exception. If Rachmanel is a very great tragedy, and the family is in a very great state of shock and pain, then it's therapeutic, and it's important to be masculine and to speak in order to. To comfort the family, so that's a whole different category. I've heard that even mamish and cholamoyed on cholamoyed, even the times where you mamish not allowed to give according to chol hades, it's a very great tragedy. Then I remember hearing went to a levaya. I don't remember, maybe it was like one of those days when you mamish can't give. It was Chanukah, maybe it was Purim, maybe it was, and it was a child that was nifter, and the child was very sick for a very long time. And the family was in a lot of pain. And I remember they said that Rav Yashiv or Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the big Gedolei Hadar, that was like many years ago, said you should give full hespedim, no restriction whatsoever. Mechuyiv, because in this matzah, in this situation, that's what halacha wants. That's what it's called for, what's the proper thing to do, to be mechazek the family, what they've been through, this, how much they've suffered. So who's to say, who's to judge? On the other hand, I've gone to a levaya. I couldn't believe it. It was a tremendous chutz. I went to a levaya, and it was a shchodesh, and it was a chashva person, very chashva person, and there were rabbanim there. I remember the details. All I remember is they got up to be maspid, and in protest, few people they walked out in protest. They felt it was a blatant violation of halacha. On Rosh Chodesh, there are no hespedim, so they made it their business to show, how dare you? How dare you be maspid on Rosh Chodesh, shalai kedin? And they got up in a very public way and walked out. So, what's going on? How are you allowed to do that? Is that the Vaz de Mace?
Vaz de Mace.
So you see, mikotze la kotze. You see, Daisy. I don't know what to tell. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember the details. I really do not remember the details. Maybe it was a situation where that was the right thing to do. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't remember the details.
Show up.
What?
And why did they show up?
They showed up to pay their respects. They showed up to pay their respects. They figured they were there. They would say to Hillim. And then they would say the Kelmole, and that would be it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This was a member, and then
no Kelmole.
Can they say Kelmole?
Right, no kelmol. That's right. No kelmol in Rosh Chodesh. So they would say to Hillim, and that would be it. Right, that's it. That would be it.
They said a couple of Hillims, and they
would say a couple. Okay, do we finish? So, which means we finish over here? Okay, we'll leave over here. We'll leave this for tomorrow. Okay, we'll finish up this tomorrow. We'll stop here.